The Taliban government in Afghanistan has started enforcing a ban, announced just 2 days ago, barring female students from higher education. Well, the ban, as announced, denies Afghan girls access to an education beyond the sixth grade. But it now appears it might be even more extensive, and some Afghan parents fear their daughters won't be allowed to go to school at all. NPR's Dia Hadid is following this. She covers Afghanistan from her base in neighboring Pakistan. Hey there, Dia.
Hi, Mary Louise.
So I need to start with why. Have we heard anything from the Taliban on why this ban and why now?
Right. Today, 2 days after the ban was announced, the Minister of Higher Education, who's a known hardliner, gave a televised statement. And he basically laid the blame at the door of female university students themselves. He said there had been violations. They were mixing with boys and not observing proper modest dress. And in the Taliban's rule book, that's a full face veil, a headscarf, and a long black robe. So in other words, it's their fault.
And as we try to figure out exactly what this ban will mean and what it covers, we knew the Taliban was banning girls from attending high school and university. And now I'm seeing all these reports about primary schools, that they may also be shut to girls soon. Is that what you are hearing?
It's been a chaotic situation in the past few days, but it's certainly a concern that educators have relayed to us. And we spoke to teachers in seven different schools today. They all asked for anonymity because they're scared. And what they told us was that their female colleagues were kicked out of school today and told to go home until further notice. And these expulsions are important because Afghan girls are usually taught by women. So when you kick women out of the education system, it means that when the school year resumes in March, girls won't have any teachers. So they're worried that there might be a shadow informal ban going on. And these expulsions were pretty dramatic. One teacher told us that Taliban security forces burst into their school and shuffled out female employees at gunpoint. The male staff were warned that if the women came back, there'd be consequences.
That sounds, it's devastating for the girls, for the students, for their teachers, all around.
Yeah, and we could hear it in the voices of the women who spoke to us. One woman who spoke to NPR just kept asking why this was happening to them. And one school principal just kept crying. You see, she had to tell her female staff to go home. And then she essentially had to fire herself by going home and not coming back. It's definitely been chaotic here. And this fear of girls being banned from education has spread. One senior religious cleric told us that he was told that all girls were now banned from Islamic seminaries, also called madrasas. And other educators just aren't taking any chances. We spoke to a woman who runs a madrasa for teenage girls. She teaches teenage girls the Quran. And she removed the sign advertising her classes from the street down below because she said she'd get in trouble from the Taliban for teaching Islam to girls.
Well, and I suppose this raises the prospect, Dia, that whatever the official policy turns out to be, when and if it's ever clarified, that girls and women will be too scared to go back to school, too scared of the risk.
That's right, because the Taliban in government has had a habit of not necessarily outlining with clarity the rules that they want people to follow. And so even though today a Ministry of Education official said the Taliban security forces who ordered female employees to go home had acted on a misunderstanding, it's not clear whether that's going to assuage parents, teachers, or the girls themselves that they're welcome to go back to school.
NPR's Dia Hadid. Thank you, Dia.
Thank you, Mary Louise.